Noise Punk and the Scrooner. Noise Punk and the Scrooner. Noise Punk and the Scrooner.
And so we have our fourth installment of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk here at Noise Punk and Das Crooner. We're at Noise Punk Studios, and we got a very special guest today. We got Joseph Pearson, composer, pianist, and even a guitarist a little bit, I think, at this point.
But primarily composer, Detroit's own. Joseph, welcome to our program.
That's right. Gene got me into the guitar, not actually physically into the guitar, but
trying to
get back out of the guitar. But in any case, we were finally trying to learn it a bit, and it's going to be very important because I've got a wonderful opportunity to write yet again for the August group, even though it's December now, the August group, the Sound Liberation Players, and I've started a new piece for them. I think Gene Pritzker, if I'm not mistaken, knows something about that group. But I may be mistaken.
Well, yes, it is my group. And
someone was let in the studio here. I was really sorry about that.
Who's that?
But you'll find out.
This show's sophomore.
Definitely.
But I'm bummed.
Listen, we're here to listen to music, not to mess around, though. We're really here to mess around. But Joseph Pearson, he's the most, Charles, wouldn't you agree, the most prepared composer.
The prepared piano, yeah.
Joseph Pearson brought a whole list of his music.
Franz Liszt.
But I'm bummed. Yes.
Franz Liszt. Yeah.
It's a Chopin list.
Yeah, a shopping list.
Oh, very good.
This show is a sophomore.
What would you like to start with, Joe?
Well, listen, I think we probably should start with the first piece on the list. Wouldn't that be a bad idea?
The first piece is
and it's a fairly recent piece. It's called Inner Voices. I was getting into some kind of electronic stuff. And with some unusual tuning systems. Let's hear it a little bit, and then I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Oh, we're going to talk about some tuning systems, that's for sure.
Oh, we're going to really get into it.
All right, Charles, announce the piece before I slap you.
Inner Voices by our guest, Joseph Pearson, right here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Inner Voices by Joseph Pearson, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Very interesting piece for electronics, an exploration of quarter tone music, and as we were discussing during the work, a bit of a Mahlerian influence, we think. Is that
so? I really need a C major chord. Hold on, guys. Everybody hold.
Quick. C major chord provided by Noise Punk, that's otherwise known as.
I needed that.
Yeah. So talk about the story.
You know, one thing about this, totally new equipment that I was using. I was using something called a Sonar, which is a sequencer I'd never worked with, and a synth called the Z3TA, which actually let me go right in and make all the sounds. No presets in this composition whatsoever. Those were made from sine waves and square waves and everything built up right from the very ground. In fact, you kind of have to with this synth. And part of this was microtonality. It's actually more than quarter tones. It's 72 equal that I'm using there, which means I use 6 tones and 12 tones and all kinds of things like that. And there's a little more mathematical basis. I know that you wouldn't find it too tedious to get into the mathematical basis of tuning here on the Noise Punk.
Let's talk about mathematical. Come on. Oh.
And so forth.
And that explains a lot.
I'm very sorry. I apologize. This is a horrible intrusion.
Who's that? Who's that?
No. What we have here, this is a gentleman who's been following me. I met him on the new nude music kind of sewer chat group.
Ah.
And no, he's been coming in and following me around. He's Mr. Dementi. Could you please?
What's his name? Dementi.
Mr. Dementi. Yes.
Oh, hi, Dementi.
You could please just go into the other room. I have to talk to Noise Punk Dust Crew just very briefly. He's going in the other room.
But he seemed to know a lot about the tuning system.
The thing about it is he's a very, very virulent supporter of contemporary music, and particularly Mr. Dementi. He's in the other room now. That's good. Unfortunately, he's not very smart. But
except for the math.
Well, he's
not
bad on that.
Savant-y
anyway, yes,
type guy.
Yes, exactly. That's the thing.
When in doubt, go on to the next piece, shall we?
Yes, I think it's time for Organum. Organum.
Joe, talk about what Organum is about, please.
Yeah, actually, this is a piece for solo organ, and this piece has... Oh, yes. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Because the show is... So we have to be a little more sophomoric, no?
Yeah.
This one was played by Carson Kunin. The piece has recently been played in Moscow. By Kirill Umansky, who's one of the organizers of Moscow Autumn. In fact, November 2nd, he just did it, so it was just done at the Glinka Museum very recently. So we got a great recording of it. And anyway, here it is, Organum, and so it's kind of hot off the whatever. At least I just recently got a FedEx with the Moscow Autumn program and all the rest. So.
You use the word hot and organ in the same.
Yeah, I know.
You had to go there,
Hot
Noise
Organ
Punk.
On Noise Kunk. Noise Kunk.
Just play the damn piece,
what is
please.
It? Okay, Charles, announce it. Let's be all professional.
Organum
stuff.
For Organ by Joseph Pearson, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
Organum for solo organ, written in 2002 by our guest Joseph Pearson here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. A very sharp contrast to the inner voices work we heard previously. Do you, Joe? Do you? Is that an issue for you? Conservative versus experimental. Do you care about that, or what? What's your feelings on those issues? How to do what? What's proper and what's quote not proper? Oh my God! He's back again.
Oh, this guy. Oh. Thing using explaining
well,
the tuning system
that's,
again.
Now that that's
ex- no, Mr. Dementi, I'm very sorry. I apologize again. Noise Punk Dust Crooner. Whenever you mention the word organ, Mr. Dementi gets rather excited. Very sorry.
I get excited too when you mention certain words, like beer. No,
or
but
frat boy.
All right, stop with that. All right, we're gonna. Well, that piece. I was thinking during that piece. What if somebody got married?
You
to
were
that
actually
piece?
Thinking during that piece.
I was
You're not
really
to be allowed
thinking.
To do that.
Speaking
You're
my nose.
To be listening, not thinking.
Well, I was thinking and listening. What if somebody was getting married to that piece? That would be a cool marriage, huh? That was cool.
Well, you know, I had a piece done in my wedding by Patrick Hardish that was very dissonant. At the very end, after we said our vows, we had all kinds of clusters.
And that's why you beat your wife to this day.
Kind of a presumption of what you're in for once you get married. Is that the story?
Well, you know, variety. We had all new music, actually.
Usually people who have packable cannons at their wedding are the ones who beat their wives later. That's what I think.
Segue to the next work, shall we?
No, you know what? I found this thing on the reason we're making all this thing about frat boy and what else? Sophomore. It's because we found a review of our Noise Punk and Dust Crooner show online, and I would like to read it to you right now.
Oh, yeah,
with
this
background
is
music. Joseph Pearson is going to provide some background piano music.
Yes.
Go for it.
This is a newmusicbox.org, a review of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner take the now defunct Calvus and Damien format, douse with beer and frat boy humor, and come up with their own new music internet radio show. Their freshman effort is currently streaming here.
Thank you. Accompaniment provided by Joseph Pearson,
right,
our guest.
It wasn't a real review. It was more of an announcement. But I like that she said doused with beer. That
we've determined that it's ultimately a comment, a compliment, rather.
I don't know who. If it's Molly Sheridan on New Music Box, I like her because she used to write for the New York Press.
I like her too. She's awesome.
I like her.
You had to go there again.
What the hell's going on here? Yeah. Is there some music going on? Oh, no, there's a piece called Twang that I played with my band Sound Liberation. We premiered it, and this, I think, was a recording that we did at our rehearsal,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And this is hot,
Joseph
man.
Pearson really wrote this piece. My band it's like a weird eclectic hip-hop band, but we're all musicians, so now the instrumentation is two guitars, cello, bass, and electronics.
But this time it was a classical rock band.
It was two guitars, bass and drums, and the players on this recording is Gene Pritzker, myself, that is on guitar, Greg Baker on another guitar, Matt Fields on bass, and I believe David Rosenblatt on drums.
Yeah, when we wasn't this the Halloween work? It was a Halloween concert.
So this is announced. Go ahead, Charles.
Twang by Joseph Pearson here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Twang by Joseph Pearson, written in 1998 for what he refers to as a, quote, classical rock band. That was a performance
what,
by...
What do you mean, what he refers to as a classical rock
band? That's what it says here.
Well, yeah, Gene, I don't know tell about me that what, classical
what's
rock
going
band.
On, man? Tell me what it is, Gene. Gene's a definitive authority.
Music is
what,
music,
what was
baby.
This thing, man,
those words are only good for the bins of Tower Records, man. Classical rock band. Who the... cares what you call it, baby.
Classical
yo, it's music, man.
It's
yo,
in quotes here.
Take those words out of here. Classical what? We're classical music because we were born from 1750 to 1800. Are you saying that me and Mozart were hanging out and drinking together? Are you telling me I had an affair with Liszt? Wait, that's a little later. Wait, somebody else told me that.
That was.
Hey,
shut up a minute.
What are you going to
say? Sound Liberation was the were the performance.
Performers.
Performers.
Now,
yes.
You shut up a little.
A group of quote real musicians who read. Oh, he's back again.
He's back.
Get the hell out of here, demented you-know-what. Yeah, I've never heard that before in my life.
I think Charles should read Joseph's bio while me and Joseph accompany him with a piano.
Why
ready?
Not?
One, two, three, go.
Joseph Pearson, composer, pianist, born in Detroit in 1950, has written works for a wide variety of media, including orchestra and chamber works. They have been performed at numerous venues, including Merkin Concert Hall, Weill Recital Hall, Symphony Space in New York, and throughout the U.S., Eastern Europe, and Russia. Since 1983, Mr. Pearson has been co-director of the Composers' Contorians in New York. He studied at the Eastman School of Music and the University of Michigan, DMA 1981. Pearson's teachers included composers Leslie Bassett, Joseph Schwantner, and informally, Otto Luening and Elie Zigmeister in New York.
I got blisters on these fingers.
Awkward moment, party of three.
You say that every show. Okay, let's go to the next piece. It's called... Woo! Wait, what is it
well,
called,
how would you pronounce it?
Woo! How would Mr. Dementa
anyway,
pronounce it?
What this is, believe it or not, this is a piece for solo theremin, and there are not so many of these pieces around. And this piece is written, actually, not for the person who's playing it, but the person who's playing it happens to be one of the premier theremin virtuoses in the entire world. This is Lydia Kavina, another Russian. Who
of course.
has this incredible perfect pitch and plays this piece amazingly. She's done it several places here. She played it at Eastman. She played it in Kazan. All over the world she's played. And she played this piece in Lincoln Center, actually, in front of Moog when he was there, and Buchla, a bunch of people in the Rose Terrace, places like that. Well,
that's
this
cool.
One place. So yeah,
let's I want to hear some theremin. I'm in a theremin mood. It gets me hot.
Woo, spelled W-U-U-U-U for theremin by Joseph
Pearson.
What
are you spelling for, man?
because if they want to see it, that's how they should spell it when they Google the title.
Charles Coleman spelled C-H-A-R-I.
Here by Joseph Pearson here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Mm-hmm.
Music of Joseph Pearson, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, a work for Theremin entitled Woo. Well, Joseph, can you, once again, how would you say the title?
Woo.
I was in the ballpark. That was performed here by Moscow-based theremin virtuoso Lydia Kavina here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Gene, why are you doing sound effects?
I don't know.
You're an idiot. What's the matter with you?
I'm having problems. Listen, everybody, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, if you like the show, holler. Let me hear you holler.
Yay!
Yes.
Should we go to the next piece? Can I do a quick concert announcement, or should we do that in the end? No, I'm gonna.
You're gonna do it anyway, regardless of how.
I'll do the concert announcement in the end. It's the International Street Cannibals. We're having a concert on the 29th of December, and I'm gonna give you more info at the end of the show. But at the end of the show, I'm gonna play you from our last concert, which everybody in this room was involved in. Joseph Pearson did an arrangement of Bach, a chorale, and I played guitar in it, and Charles sang.
Let's talk about that. Joseph, since you created, what made you come up with the tune?
Pritzker.
That's a good answer, right there.
But I asked people to arrange these chorales, and we're going to play that in the end, and we'll talk about our next International Street Cannibals featuring the Refugee Orchestra, and that's going to be on the 29th. We'll do that in the end. But right now, I want to go to a piece called Forest of Winds by this composer. His name is, I believe, Joseph Pearson. Joseph, tell me a little bit about this piece.
Now, here you got the... a double wind quintet. So we got a little larger group here. Gerardo Levy is conducting, and it is for two wind quintets minus the flute player. It's kind of as though the flute player got out of his seat and started conducting, which is a little peculiar, but this is exactly what
those flute players are peculiar. What would you call a double bassoon in a double wind quintet? A quadruple bassoon?
Yeah, a double to double bassoon. A doubled reed. Yeah.
It's really hard to work.
There's a horse in here.
Charles, announce the piece like a professional boy.
Why not? Forest of Winds by our guest Joseph Pearson, written in 1944. Let's try. Excuse me. Slight. 1994. Performed by. Hold on. The piece was written for the Gerardo Levy St. Cecilia Wind Ensemble. Consists of basically two woodwind quintets combined here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
Forest of Winds for Woodwind Ensemble, written in 1994, performed by Gerardo Levy's St. Cecilia Wind Ensemble, music of Joseph Pearson.
And here, Joseph was saying that there's a flute missing, so we should compensate for that and play the next piece called Etheroscape, which is for eight flutes, I believe. Can you tell us a little about this piece?
Got it, yeah. It's one of these multiples projects where you have eight of the same instruments playing.
Love it, love it.
So, yeah, so...
Oh, you know what that means. It's time for our eighth flute piece.
All right. Let's have it go here.
Thank you.
Etheroscope for eight flutes, written by Joseph Pearson, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was the New York Flute Club performing that piece. Very interesting work, would you say?
Oh, not again!
Oh, yeah, that's just it. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
It's really very predictable.
Yeah, but I agree with him.
He likes the flute, he likes the organ. I mean, what can you say?
Well, you know, flute and organ, they're the two sized instruments that you...
Yeah, you stop
large.
Right there again.
No, I'm not even... Okay, look, here comes the plug. Ready? Okay, me and Dan Barrett started this group called the International
That's
Street
Dan
Animals.
Barrett and I to you more educated people.
All right, and basically on Thursday, December 29th at 7 p.m. at St. Monk's Church, 2nd Avenue and 10th Street. That's Thursday, December 29th at 7 p.m. 2005. We're going to have a concert there, and it's called A Bush Portrait and Other Patriot Acts, featuring John Ashcroft's stirring I Will Not Stand Alone. Thou shall not miss it! And it's going to feature the American Refugee Band and Friends, who are all players from the St. Luke's Chamber Orchestra. Now, we had a concert, so come by. Please come or I'll kill you all. So we had a concert not too long ago, and I asked Joseph Pearson, Dan Barrett, and myself, and Dan Cooper, we all arranged Bach chorales for a very strange group of clarinet, cello, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and baritone. So we should play right now. We're going to end the show with playing a Joseph Pearson's arrangement of it, and he arranged it. Which one did you arrange? What was it called, Joseph? Something in German.
Das danke alle Gott.
Yes. Danke alle Gott.
Thank you. I appreciate
something
that.
About surrender your tang to the man on the right. And basically, so this is, let's see, who are the players? Michio Suzuki, clarinet, Dan Barrett, cello, Gene Pritzker, acoustic guitar, Greg Baker, electric guitar, and Charles Das Crooner, baritone.
Right here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Danket alle Gott, work by Johann Sebastian Bach in a unique arrangement by our guest Joseph Pearson here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
And that was from the International Street Cannibals concert that we had. And, well, we had a great guest today, Joseph Pearson. We loved your music. We listened to it. And we've known Joseph's music. It wasn't new to us. We've heard all this before.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be on the show. Wonderful to be here.
And I hope you people enjoyed it out there. And thank you very much for being here, Joseph.
My pleasure.
Oh, and here comes the theme music. I'm Noise Punk.
And I'm Das Crooner, and until next time,
noise to you.
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.